Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you. It should have in the span of the next 2 to 3 minutes. Oilers vice chair of the Oilers Entertainment Group, Kevin Lowe, who in many respects is the team historian for the Oilers. Vern has texted the show to say, Bob, the Millwood Soccer Association receives a generous donation of space every year from Russell Metals to house our equipment in an unused warehouse on 99th Street. The warehouse has a giant mural of Joey Moss on the outside. When new coaches came into our program, we would direct them to pick up their equipment at the equipment warehouse. We provided an address and a map, but as soon as we said the building with the Joey Moss mural, they knew that's where they were supposed to go. It just shows you to the degree in which Joey impacted Edmonton and the people from all walks of life who knew him and who we were talking about as well. So there you go. All right. And that speaks volumes. Our next guest in many respects, is considered, and for those of you that saw Boys in the Bus, you would certainly appreciate this, the club historian, served as the Oilers' president, general manager, has played more games as an Oiler than any other player. We welcome back to the show Oilers' vice chair, Kevin Lowe. Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Stop. Yeah, other than the news about our dear friend Joey, sure nice to hear all the outreach and you know, well wishes for Joey for what he meant not only to the Oilers, of course, but to the whole city and in some respects the country.
Yeah, and I you know, and it has been a celebration today. And as you know, we've had, you know, guys from different eras on, and we had Wayne on to open the show, and you're going to help us close it because I thought that would put a fine bow on it. Dwayne Rollison joined us. Beck and me sort of discussed sort of the Edmonton angle. Do you recall the first time you met Joey?
I do, yeah. It was very early in the 80s. When Wayne first started dating Joey's sister, Vicky, Wayne and I were living together, and invited over to the Moss family for Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving, of course. And I remember the thing that stood out for me was, how welcoming the family was, very sports-minded. We played ball hockey and touch football on Thanksgiving Day, and then we retired to Thanksgiving dinner, and we, you know, had a normal Thanksgiving dinner, but Joey had 6 pieces of bread with lots of mustard and turkey piled on it, and that I can almost see like it was yesterday watching him prepare those 3 sandwiches, turkey sandwiches. And of course he was a young guy back then, might have been only maybe still a teenager or something, or early 20s, but and then of course seeing him in the dressing room, every day for 30-plus years. A real fixture and a big part of the organization.
When you have somebody like that that's special and unique, I think that it would certainly provide humility for everybody involved. And I know that when we've talked about this sort of thing, and you've been kind enough to show up at events as an example at the Stollery, and some of us have had some challenges keeping it together at those events, but does somebody like Joey kind of reinforce and bring out the positive energy that we all have, even when maybe you're going through a challenging time. So maybe, I mean, when you guys won a lot in the 80s, and so you had some amazing, I mean, Kevin, there's 7 Hall of Fame players, including yourself, off that team. But not all the Oilers players over the years experienced that same type of thing in Edmonton. And there were some tough miles for some of those groups. Did Joey have a way of sort of bringing a smile to everybody during maybe the toughest times?
No question. I mean, let's face it. Even in the glory years and the cup years, there's always tough times. It's not a walk in the park winning championship. So there's moments where, you know, those moments when you come to the dressing room and you've either, you know, the team's performed poorly or perhaps you individually have, and you know, the first thing you see in the morning is to see Joey, and you know, he's operating throughout his day like, you know, it's like nothing happened. And probably, obviously, in his mind, nothing did happen. And you know, he'd welcome you the way he always would. And it was just it'd be a dose of reality, I guess, in some respects.
Yeah.
He always had some great humor, you know. Of course, Lyle Kulchewski, Sparky, longtime trainer, and Jeff Lang in more recent years, those guys were really responsible for Jerry, for Joey in the dressing room. And they would, particularly Sparky, he'd have Joey well prepared for the guys, you know, maybe even take a bit of a stab at a guy, you know, in a real tough situation. And, of course, you know, how could the guy get mad at him? And Sparky be in the corner laughing and Joey be laughing. And next thing you know, that particular person would be laughing. So he did so much for us, for the players, that is, and I guess the coaches in some respect, but really, really was really a big part of the success of the teams in the 80s.
Were you surprised? I mean, the outreach was across the country, and you had multiple organizations around the National Hockey League tweet something out yesterday and this morning, and, you know, the NHLPA and several players. I mean, like, I saw a tweet from Max Domi. Like, you know, and I'm trying to think, well, that's a guy that never played here. And, you know, and I guess, I mean, at what point did you guys start to realize that Joey himself was kind of becoming his own unique entity in the sports landscape and the fabric of the sporting community?
Well, a long time ago, Dave Semenko used to joke that, you know, Joey would be here a lot longer than any of us. And he certainly was, you know, in terms of working in the dressing room and doing the things he did. But I think back to growing up in Montreal, and there's some iconic staff for organizations.
Right.
Zinger in Winnipeg and Red in Montreal, and, you know, Sparky in some respects in Edmonton, and of course Joey. You know, the players, anybody who's grown up in the game and the NHL, been fortunate enough to play, they know the names, and when they can actually go into these dressing rooms and address these people, that's when you know you made it. So I could say, you know, someone like Max Domi would have seen his dad Ty, and certainly understand that, you know, Joey Moss is Edmonton, right? He's the Oilers. He's cups. He's championships. And you know, I want a piece of that. I want to be able to talk to the guy, and I want to be able to say that, you know, I had a moment with the world famous Joey Moss.
Well, you mentioned Zinger. That's Craig Heisinger. He's the assistant general manager now of the Winnipeg Jets, and he worked his way up from the equipment guy. Red is Red Batty, who started in the CFL. Of course, he's a friend of your brother, Ken Lowe, and has worked for the Green Bay Packers forever. And Kevin, I had this passed along through a mutual acquaintance of ours, Jack Cookson, telling me that Red's like his nephew or something, is going to a school in the States and listens to Oilers Now every day because he grew up an Oilers fan, because Reds, of you know, his hockey team in part is the Oilers through his relationship with Ken. Just circling back to something here about the trainers and the equipment guys. I mean, Steve Moss, who sort of helped assist and oversee Joey as well from the family perspective, and he passed away from brain cancer a little while ago. Steve was an important part of the thing, but there's no way to kind of underscore the importance and the role of the equipment guys and the therapists and the trainers and those sort of people as well in terms of their value to an organization, is there?
No question. I mentioned Lyle Kulchinski, you know, Barry Stafford, longtime trainer. My brother Kenny, Peter Miller, even going way back to John Blackwell, and in recent years, you know, TD Force and Jeff Lang and all the guys, Harry, all the guys in that that work for organizations. I mean, they're the backbone of the organizations. You know, and the players know it. I think yes. management know it, but relative to Joey, I mean, those guys, you know, let's face it. I mean, Joey had, you know, he was a handicapped person with Down syndrome. So it's not like, you know, you've got to keep an eye on them. You got to make sure that they're everybody's treating them right and that they're not overworking him. And, you know, let's face it, towards the end, Joey really didn't do much around the dressing room. I think he was, obviously, as Smank said, smarter than all of us. He said he was getting too old, so he wasn't even folding towels anymore. But it was important enough for the players and for the trainers and for the organization, and important enough for Joey to get out of his house and come to the rink and spend some time. And then, you know, he would head home before the games, a lot of times before the games were over. But it was just, I mean, he can do that as long as it's good for him and as long as his health could handle it, because he was that important to everybody down there.
Kevin, this organization has very high standards in terms of who gets their jersey retired. There's now a seventh player that's a Hall of Famer. That's you. I'm sure there'll be some discussion with Bob Nicholson, and I would even assume potentially Darrell Cates. I mean, it goes to the top of the organization and, you know, the various people that are around the team. It's probably a little premature to know sort of what's appropriate for Joey, but I'm sure it's going to be a very interesting conversation in terms of how you honor and recognize what Joey has meant to this community.
No question, Bob's already, you know, as we speak, has already initiated these conversations, you know, talking to all the captains, of course, speaking with Darrell Cates, and there'll be definitely something special done. It's just, you know, what's the right thing? But it'll be significant, no question. Just all the players that have reached out to the organization. I mean, you realize that what a common bond Joey was for everybody. So, it'll be, I'm not sure when it's going to happen. I mean, we're trying to sort all that, Bob's trying to sort all that out right now. But in terms of a lasting recognition of him, there'll be something significant. And I know that the Oilers Foundation has done a lot of different initiatives with Joey's Down syndrome, with the Winifred Stewart and with Down Syndrome Canada. So there'll be, you know, I'm sure something significant on that aspect as well. But
well,
I'm sure we'll hear about it soon enough.
We had the Iron and Frost Gala, Kevin, 2 years ago, a little under 2 years ago. It was in third week of November back in 2018, and that was a big night for Joey and a big night for the Edmonton Down Syndrome Society. And I know that there was a lot of, there was a couple pretty memorable moments from that night. And
yes,
and there was it was a fun night to say the least. But,
well, we Natalie Minkler, who runs the Oilers Foundation, of course, trying to find the appropriate organization when you have a big event like that. And we also knew that, you know, we could sense that Joey was certainly, with his tenure with the team, was getting towards the end. As
right.
I mentioned earlier, he was, you know, it was getting harder and harder for him to get to the rink and do what he was doing. So that was one of the reasons why we hosted that event. But I'm sure now that unfortunately he's passed, there'll be some more of that come up. Very well deserved, and I know that people love to support anything to do with him because of what he meant to, not only the hockey team, but the Eskimos and the city and the province and even the country for that matter.
Hey, it's funny because when I started traveling with the team, occasionally I would get some shots from the trainers. And at first and the equipment guys, I was a little taken aback. And then I realized, no, that's actually a good thing. But did you ever catch yourself was there a funny on the record moment you could where Joey may have given somebody a shot or had a little bit of fun at one of the players' expenses? It just kind of makes you shake your head thinking about it right now, that only he would get away with that.
He many. I'm trying to think of a couple of the lines that he had, and I've got a Sparky will remind me because he knows Joey like a, well, it was like a brother, really. But he had some great quips, and the Moss family in general, they were such a fun-loving, or are such a fun-loving family, that he came by it naturally at home. So, of course, Sparky and others, stoking the fire on some of that stuff. The guys that didn't know him, their eyes would be wide open if he had a little quip about him. One of the things he used to say every once in a while is he'd say, "I'm mentally handicapped, not stupid."
Right. Yeah, it's funny. He had an appreciation for it. Kevin, look, we know it's been a difficult time, but we are celebrating as well. I know you're doing an event here with the rest of the media coming up in about 10 minutes' time. Thank you for taking time to join us on Oilers Now to talk about Joey Moss.
Yeah, thanks.
That is Kevin Lowe, the vice chair of the Oilers Entertainment Group. Bob Stauffer with you on Oilers Now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We'll take a quick time out and wrap up the show when we return on Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Zach Cassian from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Now, welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you on Oilers Now. Royal Pizza, pizza, pasta, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. Royal Pizza offers curbside pickup and takeout options. For a menu and a list of their 13 Edmonton and area locations, go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. The Stauffer recommendation at Royal Pizza is the Mediterranean chicken. We are not going to, tomorrow we are, actually, here's what we're going to do. We're going to double plug a client tomorrow, but we will tell you that each day we have the Oilers Now Audio Vault. It's brought to you by Direct Workwear, where safety meets savings, in Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at directworkwear.com. And tomorrow we're going to replay a clip from Wayne Gretzky, a clip from Dwayne Rollison, and a clip from Kevin Lowe, a bit about celebrating the legacy of Joey Moss, who passed away yesterday at the age of 57. By the way, Brendan, did you find the, we're going to close with this, did you find the song I requested from the St. Elmo's Fire soundtrack?
I was able to dig it up.
Wow, there you go. It'll certainly, some of you from the mid, that go back in the mid-80s would recognize a voice. Hey, Let's get into this day in Oilers history on this date back in 1991. Brendan, what happened?
The Oilers scored six unanswered goals to begin the game and held on for a 6-3 win over the Vancouver Canucks at Pacific Coliseum. It was Joe Murphy leading the way with a goal and two assists, while Kelly Buchberger and Craig McTavish each chipped in multi-point efforts.
And there will be some comments coming up from Kelly Buchberger as well. The Oilers are holding a media availability with some of the old school trainers and equipment guys and the guys that sort of worked with Joey early in his Oilers career. And then Kelly will be one of the veteran players that we'll hear from as well on with Reed Wilkins on Inside Sports Night. This text comes in. It's an interesting one. Bob, not sure if it's been discussed, but I believe this story ties into Coyotes' pick of Mitch Miller. I've seen comments about how the selection of the draft pick reflects negatively on the NHL and hockey. I believe it does. There are more issues to discuss there with regards why an organization would reward that type of behavior, but also whether decisions you made earlier as a minor should be held against you and for how long, and what can be done to make things right. Today might be a better day for remembrance, but what Joey Moss shows, story shows, is the potential for good, compassion, and humanity, as well as the impact that hockey can have on our community, says this texter. Hockey players are role models in the community that people should look up to, and when you see your role models treating others with dignity and respect, that can have impact on your followers and the community. That's wonderfully stated. You're not the only person that maybe brought up the tie-in to that very discouraging story that existed or that came out yesterday involving the pick of a fourth rounder by the Arizona Coyotes organization. The player involved was charged, and the story was verified that he had bullied a disadvantaged 14-year-old child at a school that he was at. It's quite disgusting. That'd be a hard one. And there's that Coyotes pick is, there's other parents that may have reacted a little bit differently to seeing their child be exposed to that. That's all I'm going to say. We are going to be back at it tomorrow. Again, I'd like to thank all of you. We got literally hundreds of texts today that came in regarding Joey Moss. Special thanks to Wayne Gretzky. I can't reiterate the point more. He twice credited Glenn Sather with bringing Joey into the dressing room. It was Wayne that got Joey involved. And the late Steve Moss, Joey's younger brother, mentioned in a piece back in 2013 that Wayne spread pixie dust upon the Moss family for his involvement on that. Special thanks to Kevin Lowell, who bookended our conversation. This song is from the St. Elmo's Fire soundtrack, and it is the most listened to song of Vicky Moss's career. Up next, a global news, weather, traffic update with Eileen Bell and the 6:30 Chet Afternoons of Jayla and I. So long, everybody.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.